It's lovely to be able to come and share the Lord Jesus Christ with you. What a wonderful, wonderful time that Jesus Christ, Lord of all. So let's make that in our lives as we go through life. Let's every day make the King on his throne be what we are seeking and want more of. So Father, we come before your throne of grace today and we thank you and we praise you what you have done and what you're doing for us. And we come, Lord God, as your family here, and thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. Lord, yes, we very often go through really tough times. And Lord, help us, guide us and direct us as we share your word, that we may be a help to one another in the love of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want today for us to really understand Scripture really well and help us in our walk with the Lord Jesus. I'm speaking today, I was speaking on the fivefold ministry and on spiritual gifts, but today I feel in the time I'm just going to speak about spiritual gifts this morning. So we will start with 1 Corinthians 12:1-11. And I really ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, because without him, spiritual gifts are nothing. We have got nothing to offer anyone but Jesus Christ and him risen from the dead. Whether it's healing, whatever it may be, whether it's one of the gifts, they will only operate with Christ in us. So let's be absolutely sure that this scripture is what God wants for us as a family. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to moot idols. Therefore I tell you, no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men and women. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing through that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determines. I don't know whether I'm going to get even to the final of this today, because there is so much that we can learn from this. First of all, I want to come up with the way, wisdom. Do you know, wisdom, if you read the first four chapters in Proverbs, you would see that the whole thing, I'm not going there because there's too much to read, but if you go there, it will tell you just how much we need wisdom. Spiritual wisdom, not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. What is wisdom? Well, I'll just share this with you from James 1 at the moment. It's trials and temptations. This is tough. I've had an amazing tough week. I really have. I haven't known which way to turn hardly. With builders and builders and builders letting you down day after day after day. It can be so frustrating. But that's nothing compared with what some people are going through. But it says this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So what he's saying here, when you're going through things, Look at them through my eyes. Look at them and see and understand, how can I grow in Christ through what I'm going through? Rather than look at it from a negative point of view, look at it and say to yourself, I need to learn from this. I need to come and ask the Holy Spirit to guide me and lead me, because nothing is impossible with him. There is one thing that is impossible for him, and that's not to love us. Everything else, I can tell you, it's just amazing what he does. So we must persevere. What he's doing, he's helping us in our walk with Jesus Christ to know and stand firm when things are tough, not give up, not bow down to it, but come before Jesus Christ our Lord. And it says this: if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. He gives generously to all without finding fault. Isn't that great? You can come and ask. He doesn't find fault with you. He loves it as your father and wants you to ask. And it will be given to him or her. But when we ask, we must believe and not doubt. How easy it is to doubt when things are going disastrously wrong. How difficult it is sometimes to concentrate even in the word and in prayer. That's where we need to come together, so we pray for each other like we have this morning. That's where we need each other to help each other through these things. Because it says this: because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. He who is double-minded, unstable in all he does. Don't we need to pinch ourselves sometimes and think of Scripture rather than the situation? Don't we need to have this wisdom of God? I don't know about you, but as I get older, I think, do you know, I need more wisdom. I really do, day by day, need more wisdom. As things come across our paths, we need wisdom from God, not wisdom from the world. And as we go through this, it's perseverance. Do you continue to persevere when you don't feel like reading the word? You still do it. You still do it. You still read the word. Why? I'll tell you. You know it, but I'm just trying to enforce this for us. You may want to have a good dinner, but let me tell you, if you don't feed your body, in the end, it will die. If you don't feed your spirit being through the word, I can tell you, you will die spiritually. You will gradually. It will go in such a small piece at such a short time. You will gradually not read the word. You won't want to read the word unless the Holy Spirit within you really jolts you into something. We need to read this word every day, like the nugget that you found, Ruth, in Psalm 23 today. You always find the nuggets in the word when you're seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to know the way forward in what you're doing, get into the word. That's where you'll find the nuggets. They're not there to put you off. They're there that you may see and understand. And there is blessing, tells us in Hebrews, there is blessing in seeking the Lord. There is a real blessing in this. Colossians 2, this is about wisdom. I want you to know how much I am struggling for you and those in Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart, united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. This is so important. In Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They come through Jesus Christ. They're not something that you can get from the world. They're something you can get from the word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom and knowledge, they're treasures that come through Christ. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how orderly you are and how firm your faith is in Christ. It blesses our Father, it blesses Jesus when he can see how firm our faith is in him. And that's where we need to be, sharing that faith and that knowledge and understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. So wisdom is so important as one of the gifts. Give us wisdom, Lord. Pray about things, same as Tracy and Thomas coming to Felixstowe. They're praying, they're seeking the Lord in this. They are really searching to make sure, is this the house the right one? Is this what you want for us? If it is, he will provide. He's there to do that for you, and we will continue to share in our prayers, won't we? That what they're going through to help them on life's way. We desperately, desperately need wisdom. The next thing it says is knowledge. I think some people think knowledge, well, knowledge really and prophecy sometimes overlap, and I can put it that way. There are one or two things where God will give you knowledge. This morning, for instance, a dear friend, and he spoke here several times, he was a wonderful prophetic guy, the most prophetic man I have ever met or known in my life, John Wright, a lovely, lovely guy. Lots of churches really couldn't understand him. Lots of the churches, when they were religious, they really didn't want him there because he would speak into the lives of people and they would be absolutely amazed what happened. But as I was doing my readings this morning, the Lord said, give, because he died earlier this year, give his wife a ring. So I rang, no one there. So I left her a message. And I said, that's funny, Lord, you told me to do that. And he said, yes, I told you to do that because when she comes in, she needs encouragement. And that the message you left will encourage her. You see, sometimes when we do things, you have the knowledge, but you still need to do something to enable Christ to work through us. I can remember we were at a conference a short time, well, I suppose now it's a few months, probably a year and a half, 2 years. I was at this conference, and one of the guys at the conference who was speaking was R.T. Kendall. Well, R.T. has got a great, wonderful kind of background. He's been around for years. He's been incredible at what he does. And we were in a prayer with him and about 20 other people, and God gave me a word for him. And do you know what? I thought, I don't know really whether this breadcrumb can actually go to him and say. So I waited until the prayer meeting was fairly over, and there was only about 10 left in him, and I said, excuse me, but can I just say something of knowledge that the Lord has given me? So, yes, he said, yes, please. So I said, you're going through a period where you're really, really worried about your hearing. And he said, I am, I really am. He said, I can tell you, it's certainly from God. He said, so will you pray for me? And he said, whenever you see me, pray for me, lay hands on me and pray for me, because God has given you that message for me. That's really helped me. That's really helped. And I thought, good gosh, Lord, you use breadcrumbs to even help these other people along life's way. And he was really, really pleased that God had spoken about this, because he even shared with the people who were all there about someone had a word of knowledge for him. And I can remember, and I share this again because this is so great to know that God uses anyone. He'll use anyone. So if he asks you to share some knowledge with someone or help someone, don't be backward about it, but come forward. I can remember Terry Law. I don't know if many of you remember Terry Law when he came here. Really, really lovely guy. And I can remember he came with his wife, and he died not long ago also. Anyway, he came here, and we had them back for lunch. And when they left, about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they left about 2:30, I said, you know, I went to the cupboard, and I said, Nick, he's left his jacket in the cupboard here. He said, oh, goodness. Where's he going? I said, I don't know where he's going, but he did say that he probably would, they would end up maybe in Cambridge. And so we thought, my word, how do we get hold of him? I hadn't got a number for him, I hadn't got anything for him. And so we came that Sunday night here to a prayer meeting. We got home, we're having a spot of supper. And we were praying. This is what happened. We were praying, and I said, Lord, how do we get hold of this guy? How do I get hold of Terry Law to tell him? And so, all of a sudden, God told me where he was. So, do you know, I didn't know, so I went on the screen, I got the telephone number of the hotel, and I knew that it was him. And so I got the hotel number, I rang, and I said to the reception, I said, could you put me through to Dr. Terry Law, please? She said, yes, of course, sir, right away. And so put me on, and he said, God, I can't. He said, do you know, he said, I've only been married a month. He said, and do you know, my wife bought me that as a wedding gift. He said, and I've left it behind him. He said, God, how can we get this? So I asked people around and phoned around, and there was a couple who said, we'll take it so they can have it before breakfast the following morning. So they rushed it to Cambridge and got it there. And that's hearing the voice of God. I've never done this part before, but I shared this with someone yesterday. This is not like me whatsoever. But we were at a hotel on holiday, and every week they put everybody's number, hotel room number, in a hat or hat, a big box thing, and they drew it out. And there's probably 150 people there, and it was for champagne on their really luxury cruiser, free of charge. That was it. That was the thing. And do you know, they got it there ready, and there's about 150 people there. And I knew that it was for us. And for some reason, I just shouted out, there's no need to draw that out of there. I said, it's for me and my wife. It's room 111. And do you know what? They drew it out there, and he said, how did you know that? I'll never do it again. It was just the Holy Spirit who opened my mouth. And I thought, boy, oh boy, this is tough. I thought, my word, this is just amazing. And so we had this. I don't think we had much champagne, but we did have a nice cruise on this luxury yacht. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if something comes into your spirit, don't open your big mouth like I did, but think about it, have wisdom, and let that person or whoever he is saying about, that's knowledge. It's knowledge. And we had loads of people say, how did you know that? And so I could share with them bits and pieces. But I don't know. God will use things even if the way you do them. So I'm just trying to help us in these ways and understand knowledge. So knowledge, and by means of the same spirit. Another is faith. Now, we've all got faith. Never tell people they haven't got enough faith, because we all have a measure of faith. God tells us to. Some people seem to be able to use their measure of faith more than others. But we have faith. And I want to come to say this. Without faith, we cannot please God. So we have to use faith. And faith comes by hearing the word. Romans 10, 17. Read the word, hear the word, hear the word, hear the word, hear the word. And it will eventually sink into your spirit being, and you will be able to get that in your heart and speak it out. Your faith that works. You see, God loves you to have faith in him. We walk by faith and not by sight. Yes? Don't drive your car like that. Let me just come again and give you one or two bits about faith. I'll just see which scripture I hear. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved. I wasn't going to speak about grace, but I just will mention this, because grace is the most wonderful thing we will ever, ever, ever know in our lives. Because the way God uses grace, that we may be set free from the past, set free from when we get it wrong, it's his grace and his mercy that we are where we are today. It's by grace you have been saved through faith. And listen, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not from God. It's the gift of God. It's a gift of God in you and in me. not by works so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Why am I saying that? Because it's about Jesus Christ from start to finish. He not only helps us with it, he draws us to himself, he comes into our lives, and it's not about us, it's about him. We can boast of nothing or no one except Jesus Christ. Because everything we do spiritually in Scripture is because of Jesus working in us. So we can boast in no one else but Jesus Christ. The most wonderful miracle you'll ever see, perhaps, is people who are born again. You're a new creation in Christ. You're a new being. You're not the same. You're changed from top to toe, inside out. And it's wonderful, wonderful to know. I'll just share these one or two bits and pieces here. Nita, as you know, we prayed and prayed for her eyes. We prayed. She had stigmatism in both eyes. She just had to go each year for these things. And the last time she went, the lady said to her, and I just share this, she said, "Where are your specs?" The optician. Nita said, "In my bag." She said, "Put them in the case and send them off. You've got 20/20 vision." She hasn't worn glasses since. And she can read small print that I can't read with my glasses on. So what I'm saying, it is amazing, the gift of faith and walking in what faith does. Do we see it happen all the time? No, we don't. But we absolutely want to know this. I can remember that when we were, and miraculous signs, and we'll go through some of this, miraculous signs. I can remember when we were at a conference for a week, and there was this young lad, he had his heart on the wrong side. And he was being looked after by the hospital, and they show you on the screen his body and the heart on the wrong side. And he went up for prayer, and 3 days later, they showed you again, and it was on the left-hand side. That's miraculous power, and this says in this word. But we've got to believe it, and we've got to walk in these things. Now, faith is sure of what we hope for, and we need to hope and pray about these things. Consequently, as I've said, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Romans 10:17. Read it. Get it into you. Get the word in you, and then God will get it out of you. Rubbish dumps. I can remember when Nita and I, we were working on the rubbish dumps in Mexico. And we went to this shack, this absolute shack in this place. And I've said this before, cardboard shack, dust on the floor, nothing but soil, sacks at the for a window. Chickens in the place with her, and her whole home was less than this raised piece on here. Chickens on the chairs, doing their business all over the place. I mean, you went in this shack and you wished you'd never turned up in it, to be honest. It was, and other than this person. And this lady laying in this bed, and we had an interpreter there, and Spanish, and we prayed for this lady. And we didn't even know what we were praying, really. We just was asking God to bless her and help her. She laid there. And she got off the bed and started dancing around the room. And we thought, whoa, this is lovely. And the person said, "You don't realize, do you?" She said, "We've been coming to her for the last 4 years. And she had a major stroke and she's never been out of bed since." We didn't know what we were praying about. It's a good job we didn't, because I think we'd have prayed differently perhaps, and that wouldn't have happened. What I'm saying is God answers prayer. He's there for us every step of the way. And I remember Trevor, the last pastor who was here. He came to the life group one evening. There's several people maybe here who were in that life group. And he had walked into a piece of scaffolding, and his knee on this side would hardly get his trousers on because it was so swollen massively. And we said, "Come on, let's all get round and pray for Trevor." And we did. We laid hands on it and prayed. And every person there could see it just went and was perfect. He had no pain. He walked out. He was fine. Next day, it was perfect. Does it always happen? No, it does not. but faith by the same Spirit. We need to use our faith as an example of what Jesus Christ did on earth. Healing is another one. Prophecy. Prophecy is absolutely amazing when we will really understand the prophetic ministry. Johnny Wright, who I spoke about, was absolutely, he would name people, he would be with people, and he would tell them about themselves. And I just share this. There's a chap, I don't know if you've ever read any of his books, he's written two books, Surprised by the Voice of God and Surprised by the Power of the Holy Spirit, Jack Deere. I can remember, I wasn't actually there, but I heard his testimony live, and he said this. He said, I was looking at what was happening, the Spirit was moving in this place dramatically, and he was the president of a seminary Bible school, and there's nothing that he would teach on at all. And he was at the back, leaning on the wall, looking around and thinking, what on earth is going on in this place? This can't be church. My word, this is absolutely, you know, talk about do everything, you know, in good ways. And so anyway, he thought, the more I see this, the more I'm against it. And he sort of negative. And this little lady, he said, I think she was Chinese, she came, Oriental, anyway. She came up to me, and she came up to about here on me, and she said, could I pray for you? And he thought, yes, there's nothing lost in praying. And he said, she prayed for me, and she told me about my life when I was a boy. He thought, this is just incredible. He said, and so she just continued praying. He said, and I slid down the wall on my back. He said, I couldn't help it. I just slid down. He said, and I got up, and I was completely changed. He was a Christian, but the Holy Spirit had so empowered him. That's why he wrote those two books, because he was so against what he was seeing, but the little lady who was reading to him all the things that he did and all the prophetic in it changed him from top to toe. That's what God wants to do with me and with you. Change us as we go through life. I'll just share this to John Minuti at the back there. Hi, John and Nina at the back, waving there. John and Nina came from India, and their two children stayed over in India while they were getting settled in this country for some time. And that John has got Nina, lovely prayer life, lovely walk with the Lord. And I can remember one prayer meeting, and this was probably, if I say this in, I don't know, February, and John prophesied this, and he said, the Lord has told me, and I can't quite speak his lingo, but there we go, the Lord has told me that my children will be on a flight September, I can't tell you the exact date, but this is what he said, September the 12th this year. This was about 6 months in advance. And do you know what? That's when they came. They came on that day. And when he said, I said, how did you know, John? He said, the Lord just told me that that's what would happen. And so, does it happen all the time? I think it does, but I don't think sometimes I'm able to take that on board and make that so that's reality for others. I'm saying these things to us because there are different kinds of spirits. Now, there's tongues, and I must stop, I suppose, 12 o'clock. I've gone just about past my time, but tongues. Have you got the gift of tongues? Use it. Use it. I'd love to carry on, but I probably will have to in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks' time. But there's so much more. What is this for? To build up the body of Christ. To build us up, to share together. That all of us, God gives gifts to everyone. He leaves no one out. Every person has a gift from God. And if we will only share, I just say this, we're starting life groups soon. Some have started, but we'll tell. That's a great place to spot people what God has given them and help them through to be encouragers, if it's prophetic, if it's whatever it may be, to help us as a body of Christ come in the natural and the supernatural to see all that God has got for us. I'm sorry, we have run out of time. Would the band like to come up, please? That's the end of the meeting. If you feel that you would like prayer, there will be people to pray for you this week over there, because we would love, if you've got some healing, something you need, let's come in faith and pray with you. And if the band would like to come up now, please, we will have a song. But if you have to get home, we quite understand it. So God bless you this week. May you know the faith of God that passes all understanding. May we keep him in our hearts every day. May he know us through and through, and may we know him better day by day to be guided by his Holy Spirit. God bless you and thank you. Amen. Next Sunday night, that's going to be
another one
on the Sunday evening. So we will be doing other things on Sunday evenings. Watch this space, there's a lot more coming. Thank you.
Come on, find Thomas.